Good evening. Tonight's broadcast contains language that some among the culturally retentive uptights might find offensive. If that doesn't bother you, stay tuned. If that does bother you, I beg you to stay tuned.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
What?
From the inimitable Tiger Army, they open. Weird sounds inside the gold mine tonight. Good evening, I am your ghost, Mike Gold, and tonight's a special night. Every night is special. Every show is special. But tonight, because our first airing of this show is on Easter evening, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be like really cool if I did a bunch of songs about bunny rabbits? Look, that's how my mind thinks, okay? That's how I work. Yes, I know it's pathetic, but it got me this far, right? So, as I was putting together all the bunny rabbit songs, and there's more than a few, I thought, oh, look at that. There's a song about lions. And there's a song about monkeys. Oh, there's plenty of monkey songs. There's a lot of cat songs. There's dog songs. We even got a crocodile song. So, therefore, tonight, right here at GetThePointRadio.com, you know, the galaxy's true pop culture channel, we've got for you Monster Mike's Midnight Menagerie. I'll bet you can hardly wait, and we're not going to make you do that, okay? Grace Slick song. Of course we're going to open with White Rabbit. And while you're listening, you can work on that thing about just how they get bunny rabbits to lay those chocolate eggs.
Tall, and if you go
chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Even though he ain't got a TV. So I said, hey honey, what about some money? Just wait and see. I can't believe what's happened to me. My jacket is short and awkward. Been away for some time now. I don't think they are. Well, something ain't quite right. I can't put my finger on it. I'm tired to think what's going down. I'm sleepless and lonely. But one day I'll work it out. Probably scream and shout. Something ain't quite right. It's a paint town house tonight. Well, we might start loving just to watch Bugs Bunny, even though we ain't got it to be. So I said, hey honey, what about some money? Just wait and see. I can't believe what's happened to me. Jacket is short and awkward. Been away for some time now. I don't think they are too. Start living when I start some killing, even though I ain't got a degree. So I said, Bugs Bunny, where'd you get your money? I've got your keys. I can't believe what's happened to me. A windshield don't fit me. I've been away for some time now. My eyes blind and useless. Well, something ain't quite right. I can't put my finger on it. I've tried to think what's going down. Tired, sleepless and lonely. Well, one day I'll work it out. Probably scream and shout. Something ain't quite right. It's a play town house tonight. Well, we might start loving just to watch Bugs Bunny, even though we ain't got it to be. So I said, hey honey, what about some money? Just wait and see. I can't believe what's happened to me. The jacket is short and awkward. Been away for some time now. I don't think they are too. Loving you to watch Bugs Bunny, even though we ain't got it to be. So I said, hey honey, what about some money? Just wait and see. I can't believe what's happened to me. My jacket is short and awkward. Been away for some time now. I don't think they are too. I don't think they are too. I don't think they are too. I don't.
Jimmy Carter. Always one of my favorites. I voted for him twice, but I've always kind of considered him the Charlie Brown of American politics. You know, as, always getting his kite caught in the tree, so to speak. And you could tell things weren't going to get much better after his confrontation with the swimming killer rabbit. You recall that glorious episode in the presidency. There he was, the poor man, sitting in a rowboat on a pond someplace in Georgia, who knows where, and just kind of trying to catch a couple rays, I suppose. And he looked up from his reverie, and what did the poor beleaguered man see but a furry head cutting the water with the obvious intention of boarding ship. And it was a rabbit, for God's sake. They're not even supposed to swim, so far as I know, but here it came like something out of Jaws. Dum, 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 dum. Panic broke out, and there was Jimmy Carter splashing with his paddle, shouting, "Shoo, get!" Which, to his credit, let's be fair, the rabbit did. Turned around, swam back to the bank, where was instantly wrestled to the ground by alert Secret Service agents and taken away to the home for naughty bunnies. Well, the president's men obviously hoped that that would be the end of that, but what rotten luck, somebody told me about it. And what was I to do? I saw my duty, and however reluctantly, I done it. President Carter got into his boat, was in a hurry, wanted to float. Think about the country, think about sin. Along swam a rabbit and he tried to climb in. And what did Jimmy say? "I don't want a bunny, wanty in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat, in the palm. For the bunny might be crazy and it bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat, in the palm. I don't want a bunny, wanty in my widow old boat, in my widow." You're dying to sing this one, it's very obvious. Sitting there saying, "Well, gee, Tom, we might have laid back a little on some of the earlier songs, but if you'll just teach us the words and music of that sucker, we'll be with you to the end." So what we'll do is review the lyric now, which does hold up as poetry, before we even attempt the intricate and demanding melody. Just to review, now the lyric is, "I don't want a bunny bunny in my widow wool boat, in my widow wool boat in the pond, for the bunny might be crazy and he bite me in the throat, in my widow wool boat in the pond." A little internal rhyme there just to show the poets I can cook. Okay, let's try it together. Nice and strong. Ready? One and two. "I don't want but one in my widow wool boat, in my widow wool boat in the pond. Why? For the bunny might be crazy and he'd bite me in the foot, in my widow wool boat in the pond." Very good. Ready to sing it now. "I don't want a bunny, want a in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. But a bunny might be crazy and bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond. I'm very proud of you." "Look at him swim, look at him fly, ears laid back and a gleam in his eye. Hissing to his front, he's swimming like a seal. If you were the president, how would you feel? You'd probably say, 'I don't want a bunny, want a in my widow old boat, in my widow old boat in the pond. But a bunny might be crazy and it'd bite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond.'" You sing it yourselves. Now, ready? "I don't want..." Astonishing what people will do if you just ask them to. President Carter saved the day. Splashed with a paddle, rabbit swam away. Jimmy was a hero, felt it in his bones. Said in the words of John Paul Jones, said of the words of John Paul, "I don't want a bunny, want him with a walk boat, him with a walk boat in the pond. But a bunny might be crazy and invite me in the foot, in my widow old boat in the pond, in my widow old boat in the pond."
King Rabbit sat down and, feeling less important, sitting stood again. King Rabbit then found that standing was so tiring, gave his legs a pain. But Rabbit looked around at all the other rabbits who called him their king, and King Rabbit did a very grand thing. He stayed standing. He stayed standing. was dying, no more influential at their time of need. The doctors were trying to convince him that he shouldn't move. He took no heed. King Rabbit said, "They're lying. I must be a good example, for I am a king." And King Rabbit did a very good thing. He stayed standing at a time of need. Such a grand thing. He took no heed. Stayed standing for his rabbit creed. What a grand.
Once were the best bunny at the Playboy Club. You're getting to be a rabbit with me. I just sit there and stare as you hop from shrub to shrub. You're getting to be a rabbit with me. When I proposed to you that evening last spring, you said you'd be my mate. So I went out and bought a 2-carat ring, and both of them you ate. Then your ears grew an inch, and your nose began to twitch, and I noticed your tail was attached permanently. So I keep you in the backyard in a wooden hutch, 'cause you're getting to be a little too much like Bugs Bunny. You're getting to be a rabbit with me. I feel like something's switching. It's all so strange and new. Egad, my nose is twitching. I'm a rabbit too. I'm getting to be a rabbit. Hippity hop, I love you. I'm getting to be a rabbit like you. Move over, honey, and pass the lettuce.
Bye. money. Don't one and one make two? Now when I'm looking at the funnies, I get mad as I can be. Cause now there are so many bunnies. Oh me, oh my. You wanna buy a bunny? When I'm eating bread and honey, those silly little bunnies pester me. Cause all the bunnies beg for honey. Oh gee, oh gosh. You wanna buy a bunny? When we're playing hide and seek, at my heels they sneak, sneak, sneak. When I hide they peek, peek, peek. I get so mad I could shriek. If you want a fuzzy bunny that's got a wrinkly nose and cotton tail, I wish that you would buy a bunny, cause I got lots of bunnies for sale. And when I get up early in the morning to go out to the chicken house to feed my little tiny baby chickens, oh, those crazy little bunnies, they follow on after me, just hop, 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 hopping like the dickens. Yeah, chicken, 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 chicken. Oh, get away from me, bunnies, you bother me. Get out of here, you crazy little bunnies. And when I sneak my little tiny puppy dog Rover upstairs with me to bed, the bed is full of them silly little bunnies from the foot up to the head. Get out of my bed, you bad little bunnies. Go on, bunnies, get out of here. Go on now. Bunnies, 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 bunnies everywhere. There's bunnies on the table and there's bunnies on the chair. Bunnies on the sofa and there's bunnies on the floor. And there's some new ones coming for the door. More! Please come on and buy a bunny. I'd even like to sell you two or three. But if you don't have any money, I'll give you a bunny. Cause there's just too darn many bunnies for me. There's bunnies all over the place. Bunnies under my feet. Bunnies in my bed. Every place I go, those stinky little bunnies.
I was walking along the street, looking down at my shoes, my heart as well as my feet were weighted down with the blues, cause my life had not a friend, and I wanted my life to end. When up jumped a rabbit, friendly as could be, down ran a squirrel, yes, from a friendly tree. You gotta look, look up instead. Now I'm walking along the street with a smile on my face, when I met a girl who was down on the human race. There was not a friend she knew, and she wanted to end it too. When up jumped that rabbit, friendly as could be, down ran a squirrel, yes, from a friendly tree. You gotta look, look up.
You gotta look, look up.
You gotta look, look up instead. Now we're walking along the street. Happy lovers are we. Our life is now complete. Yes, I love a girl who loves me. So our story happily ends because of those crazy friends. Like that jumping rabbit, friendly as could be. Yes, the swinging squirrel, all from a friendly tree. Yeah, the way I do birds flew around my head. They all said when things look down, you gotta look, look up.
You gotta look, look up.
You gotta look, look up instead.
and a two, and a three, and a four, and a...
Cheating politician in my bed, tying bolts of lightning to his head. Call me rabbit fighter, you know it's true.
Fighter before that, Sam Butera and the Witnesses. Up jumped a rabbit. Spike Jones preceded with "You Wanna Buy a Bunny?" And before that, Livery Stable Blues. Now, what does that have to do with bunny rabbits? What does that have to do with Bunny Berrigan? That's right. One of America's finest musicians. Google him. Before Bunny Allen, Alan Sherman, "You're Getting to Be a Rabbit with Me." Before Allen, Pete Townsend, "King Rabbit." Tom Paxton, "I Don't Want a Bunny Wunny." Oh, blame you. They roll their shit into little balls and then pop them around the house. Before Tom Paxton, we had the Frantic Flintstones. They were singing about the greatest bunny rabbit of them all, the man who invented Lepus Luxury, Bugs Bunny. We opened with Jefferson Airplane, "White Rabbit." From the bunny hutch to the dog kennel, and we're gonna do that right after we shout at you.
Mike, go!
Yeah! As a mother, huh?
Weird sounds inside the gold bind.
Get the point, radio!
My name is Winston Churchill, and I'm having a fucking nervous breakdown.
Let me go, let me go, loose these chains on me, loose these chains. Let go, let go, let go.
one from the Everly Brothers. All right.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I taste the cat. Look what the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Look what the dog in me.
A dog I've got. He ain't no fighter and he ain't no spot. He's a blue thumb cat, an alligator eating dog. Ears like radar, eyes like fire, feet like a bear, hair like wire. He's a blue thumb cat, an alligator eating dog. Now, ladies, if you ever see one of these dogs, don't make the mistake by going up to him, patting him on the head, talking about nice little dog, and my daddy bought me one. Off a little girl, you know what's gonna happen. He's so mean, and that's no lie. The cottonmouth bite him, and the cottonmouth dies. Blue gum cattle, who the alligator eating dog. Now, if you ever down in Louisiana, for God's sakes, don't ever put your hand on a blue gum cattle, who the alligator eating dog. Now, if one of you good friend has ever seen one of your dogs, don't make a mistake by trying to pet him. What you do, you walk up behind him, walk on something, pull up his ear, and you blow. We'll be right back.
care what kind of beer you love. Put your hand on that dog, you're gonna draw back a nub. He's a blue thumb, the gala, the alligator eating dog. He treats the swamp like it wasn't there. Walk on water, fly through the air. Now, ladies, I would have brought him with me tonight, but you know they wouldn't let the fool on the plane. He kept biting out of the cages and swallowing all the chain. So I left him home with my granny. She's the only one to whoop the fanny of a two-gum callow, the alligator-eating dog. Alligator-eating dog. Alligator-eating dog. Look out!
Thank you. dawn. Oh, ba, 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 good about in the dawn.
After he wrote about 24 songs about himself, all of which are brilliant, Bo Diddley wrote a song about his dog. That was Bo Diddley's dog. Before that, Big Joe Turner, Lowdown Dog, Clarence Gatemouth Brown preceded with Alligator Eating Dog, yum, and the immortal, inimitable George Clinton, fashion plate that he is, Atomic Dog. The Kinks covered the Everly's Bird Dog, and we opened with, playing the part of Winston Churchill, Eric Burdon and the Greenhorns' Black Dog. We're doing Midnight Mike's musical menagerie. Now that we're out of the doghouse, we're going by the lion's cage. In 10.
Mike, go!
See how the trouble you've started?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Like a liar, you got a heart like a liar. much that if you call, they won't tell you how to install. We all got to jump some wall. So let me tell you one thing, he asked for the fortune teller, which you might be Rockefeller. Fortune teller, and who is the killer? Fortune teller, which you might be Rockefeller. Fortune teller, prodigal, whoa, Mr. Wonderful, whoa, not a saga boy but like, no, you're
Thomas the Lion Child, Thomas the Lion Child, Thomas the Lion Child, Thomas the Lion.
Lion, sir.
Dire Straits. You know, we haven't heard much from Mark Knopfler lately, and that's kind of a shame, I think. They were talking all about lions before Dire Cherry Poppin' Daddies. It's impossible for me to say that name without laughing inside. Tom the Lion, before that, the Man Who Counts to Four in the E Street Band. Lion's Den, before that, Carol in Wonderland, I Found the Lions. How do you lose lions? They're huge, and quite frankly, they don't use deodorant. Open that they're set with Vampire Weekend, Young Lion. Out of the lion's den and into the cat house after we give you some antacid.
Mike, go!
Now I'm your
too. Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Don't think me daddy, 'cause I'm real gone.
Song I wrote when I was 3. Oh, I think the kitten's trying to kill me. I better kill him first. Good thing mommy's sleeping. Where are the big scissors? Here, kitty, here, kitty, here, kitty. We're gonna play a different funny kind of game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same.
Tough old Tomcat lands on his feet when he falls. sick and wet and bright. So we bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea.
Sounds like an old Aaron Spelling TV show, doesn't it? The Love Cats. Sapphire and the Uppity Blues Women preceded The Cure with Tomcat Blues. Stephen Wright, who I think was last seen with Mark Knopfler. The Kitten Song, Roy Cooter, Red Cat. I admit it, I confess, I am a red cat. I'm about 50 years behind my dues, but I still wear the clothes. You're going to have to Google that one, too. Before Rye, Rocket Jay in the 88s. About time we got a new record from them. That was The Cat, and we opened with, if there's anything that qualifies as an obscure Beatles song, that's it. It's a cover, actually, but pretty obscure. And that was Leave My Kitten Alone. Hey, look, if not for kitty cats, we'd have no internet. It's kitty cats who made the internet. Kitty cats and porn. Go figure. There is an infinite number of songs about monkeys. Seriously, could have done a whole show just on monkey tunes, and someday I might. But right here on Midnight Mike's Musical Menagerie, we are going to give you lots of monkeys, and you're going to get them in 11 seconds.
Mike, go!
But I don't want to go among mad people.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
Monkey man no more. I've been
your monkey man ever since I entered your door. I work all day, bring you home my pay. I work all day, bring you home my pay. Well, I didn't know, baby, you'd treat me this way.
gorillas jump. Baby talk. The camel hump. I do you kick high. The blue ball fly. Sometimes she made me laugh. Sometimes she made me cry. Walking down the street, just keeping the beat. When my baby, she come into view. Try to stay cool, but it ain't no use. She make me do things that I don't wanna do. I do the donkey walk, gorilla jump. I do the baby talk, the camel hump.
One time I hired a monkey to take notes for me in class. I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. At the end of the week, the teacher said, "Class, I want you to write a paper using your notes." So I wrote a paper that said, "Hello, my name is Bingo. I like to climb on things. Can I have a banana? Eat cake." I got an F. When I told my mom about it, she said, "I told you never trust a monkey!" The end.
Here's how you feel.
You put your left leg down.
You
room for you and me. Looking for a new fool. Who's it gonna be? It's the dance of Shiva. It's the debutante ball. And everyone will be there. Who's anyone at all? Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Going to a party in the center of the earth. Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Honey, don't you want to go? Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Going to a party in the center of the earth. Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Honey, don't you want to go? Left eye, right eye. Take a look around. Everybody's head for a hole in the ground. And it's the dance of Shiva. It's the twilight of the gods. Thunder and lightning till the break of dawn. Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Going to a party in the center of the earth. Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Honey, don't you want to go? Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Going to a party in the center of the earth. Monkey wash, donkey rinse. Honey, don't you want to go?
Thank you. time is 5. Then the devil is 6. Then the devil is 6. The devil is 6. The devil is 6. And if the devil is 6, then God is 7.
Hey, we're the Monkees! From the top this time, Willie Dixon and friends, mighty friends he had. I ain't gonna be your monkey man. The Miracles followed with Mickey's Monkey, one of the more alliterative titles around. Arthur Brown and the ending of the group, Jimmy Carl Black, Monkey Walk, followed by Brack. Oh, I miss you, Brack. Trust a Monkey, the Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey, Warren Zevon's Monkey Wash, Donkey Rinse. Warren actually did a few monkey tunes. And we closed with Monkey Gone to Heaven. Yeah, let's end on a light, bright, optimistic note, huh? Well, the last couple days were really fanboy heaven if you're a geek culture TV watcher. For example, Mystery Science Theater 3000 is back. New host brought back the original creator. How many creators are there? Well, the guy who created it, Joel Hodgson, he's producing the show and one of the writers. Our legendary buddy, Patton Oswalt, is there. I think they did 13 episodes, 15, something like that. They're all on Netflix. They all dropped on Friday. Haven't seen it yet. Very much looking forward to it, like you couldn't believe. The original show, with both of its hosts, Joel and Mike Nelson, literally among my absolute all-time favorite TV shows. And I'm a big Svengoolie fan, have been since, geez, I don't know, 38 years ago. And I noticed he's in Dick Tracy the last couple of days, which is pretty damn cool. And some of the folks from Mystery Science Theater have been on Svengoolie's show as a tribute, which I think is well-earned. The shows really are completely different. I love them both, so I'm in hog heaven here. And Saturday night, Doctor Who came back, what is purportedly the final season for Peter Capaldi, one of the great actors of our time, or any time. He's also a writer and producer. He won an Oscar for his Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life. It was a short film, about 25 minutes. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Back in the day, Capaldi was in a punk rock band or two with Craig Ferguson, who's on Sirius XM these days. New companion, not a surprise. We've got two masters this season. John Sims coming back. I'm there. And, as always, if you folks would like to communicate with Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, tweet us at Mike Gold. That's me. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. And we're going to be back next week. Same betcha time, same betcha channel, right here on GetThePointRadio.com. We're going to close tonight with something from the brand new 1985 concert just released, Echo and the Bunnymen. We got us some Crocodile!
Oh, yeah. There's nothing to explain.
you don't say. Talking about the heated hour, going in a house. You were here in a house.
The world's a prettier place when you got something to take. The world's a prettier place when you got something to take.
Our heroes rode painfully into the sunset and toward their next hair-raising adventure. Be sure to be with us next time for further adventures of
Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the Point Radio.